This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the site of the Army-Navy game in Baltimore and brought to you by USAA. Here's your host, Will Pelagic.
Back here on SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com, and of course at SBNationLive.com. It's our pleasure to be joined now on the Progressive Insurance guest line, even though he's here in front of us, Kyle Flood, the former head coach at Rutgers. You can now hear him on Saturday mornings on SiriusXM Radio as part of the Tailgate Show. He joins us now on SB Nation Radio. Kyle, pleasure to have you alongside, and welcome in.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. This has been a bucket list event for me for a long time, and when you're coaching and actively working because of recruiting visits and bowl games, it's very hard to ever get to see one of these games live, and I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, people ask me how to compare it, and I almost feel like it's almost a bonus bowl game in a way, just because of the way that the folks here not only treat you, but also kind of the pageantry that surrounds the game itself. It's almost like an annual bowl game that ends up coming up every year almost.
Yeah, I can absolutely feel that, and I've only been down here for a couple of hours, and my 14-year-old son Kyle came and made the trip with me, and he's been on a few bowl trips himself. And I will say that the people at USAA, they have done a phenomenal job of setting this entire thing up. And I've coached games at Annapolis. I've coached games at West Point. And the pageantry involved in just being at a home site on one of those academies on any given game day is so spectacular. I can only imagine what it'll be like tomorrow during pregame.
Game planning against the Service Academy, is there a commonality that you can see from the two of them?
I would say in this situation, having looked at both these teams this week and in the past 2 years having competed against Coach Monk and Coach Nina Matuolo, I always apologize to Ken every time I say his name. I'm just trying to
get it
right.
You got it about as closely as anybody I know has.
So. I'm still working on it, Ken. But even we had Ken on earlier on a show this week, and even he said that these two teams are about as similar as you can get, and he and Ken go way back. They were graduate assistants together on a staff at Hawaii many, many moons ago. And you could tell, like, the offensive influences of the Paul Johnson option tree are definitely in effect in both these cases. The one difference, maybe, if there is one, is Army uses a little bit more of a tight end than Navy does in the run game. But other than that, you see a lot of the same things.
And it's interesting. I was talking about this with Nate Boyer earlier. You know, they can't recruit the big, meaty offensive linemen. So you kind of have to use a little veer and use a little option and use kind of a more, I would say, unconventional, but old-timers would call it conventional, way to win a football game.
Yeah, and I'll use this example, and since I'm in Baltimore, I guess it's appropriate to have a Ralph Friedgen reference.
Oh, yes.
And I had the honor of having Coach Friedgen on my staff 1 year, and when we were first speaking, I asked him what his offense was, and he says, Kyle, I can do anything. I just need to know who the players are. And I think this is a great manifestation of that. They know the type of player, the type of people that they have access to. Both Jeff and Ken have worked in the academies for a long time. So they know exactly what the pool of candidates is going to be, and they know how to use them. And this system, I mean, you referenced it. They don't have – it's not just the linemen. They don't have the skilled athletes that they have to play against in most times in a week-in and week-out basis. So they absolutely have adapted a system – that allows them to get the most out of the type of player that they get, which is a very good athlete, but a phenomenal character person and a very disciplined person.
I'm glad that you referenced the fridge because I was coached by a Friedgen disciple when he was at the Citadel, when I was in high school. So I'm glad you brought him up. We're talking, of course, with Kyle Flood. You can hear him on the Tailgate Show on SiriusXM Radio. He joins us on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. Is the 14-year streak, is that something that weighs on you at all? I mean, if you're an Army player, because I know that obviously there's so many things that go into your mind as somebody who plays football for a service academy, but that psychological thing I'm sure has to at least be somewhere lingering in the minds of those who play for the Army Academy here.
Yeah, I think it plays in really a couple different ways. One, it's absolutely a motivating force in
right.
your off season. There's no question that when those Army players were going through winter workouts and spring practice and summer workouts, when it got really tough, they were reminded that, hey, we're being really tough on you because we're trying to do something that no team in 14 years has done. And to do that, it's going to take extraordinary effort all year long. So it could be a positive in terms of being a motivating force. Where it could be a negative is when you get into a close game late. And I don't know if this was the reason. Again, when you analyze these things on the back end, you can kind of read into certain things too much. But if you look at last year's fourth quarter, you know, the drives in the fourth quarter for Army last year ended in a missed field goal inside the 40 yard line. Might have been about a 27 yarder. Then there was an interception, a fumble, and or a fumble and two interceptions. So they didn't play very well down the stretch. And mm-hmm. and is part of that psychologically just the weight of this streak? I don't know that for sure, but I think in a close game, if you're not if you are not really focused on the play that you are playing at that moment, if you start thinking big picture, it's going to have bad effect on your team.
I do want to ask you some general college football questions, Kyle. How do you think the playoff turned out?
I thought they got it right. And I, not only did I think they got it right, I thought they got this, more importantly, I thought they got the seeding right.
Right.
I thought, you know, Ohio State going into the last week was number two. They were moved down a slot because Clemson ultimately had a very good resume like Ohio State did and was a conference champion. And so they got the two seed. Not that it really matters, just it's mm-hmm. it's just jersey color, but in the big picture of if you're gonna do it right.
From a pride point, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did it right. You know, Clemson was the number two seed. And the other part of it was, you know, Washington was rewarded for being a conference champion, rewarded for being a one loss team, but not rewarded to the point where they were any higher than the fourth seed. And I didn't think they deserved to be a higher seed than Oklahoma. You could almost say that Oklahoma, they're not the Big 12 champions, but they went to Norman, Oklahoma, and beat a team that went through the Big 12 without losing a game. So although they don't have a conference championship to speak of, they did play another conference champion and won. So I thought that more importantly than getting the four teams right, or maybe just as importantly, I should say, they got the seeding right, and I think it's going to be really exciting. And I'll tell you what, if the consolation prize is Penn State versus USC in the Rose Bowl, that's a pretty good consolation prize.
No sorrow for Penn State despite what happened there, getting the championship?
I think you, to me, if you want to make the argument for Penn State, you're making it against Washington.
Right.
I don't think you're making it against Ohio State. I think Ohio State's resume is a top four resume because people have said, hey, conference championships count, but that's not all that counts. And they went out there and they scheduled tough like the committee asked them to. They went through an entire season in the Big Ten, which, if you look at the rankings, is the toughest this year, is the toughest conference in all of college football, mm-hmm. and the toughest division in all of college football, because three of those four top seven Big Ten teams.
And you know about that firsthand.
And I know about that firsthand. So, and we had Wisconsin as a crossover, so we had the best of both worlds when I was
awful.
In. And Nebraska, by the way. But that's beside the point. But I think Ohio State was rewarded for playing a very tough schedule. Coming through it with only one loss, on the road, close game. I don't want to say quirky and things like that because the Penn State fans get mad at me for saying that.
Right.
But I, if you want to make the argument for Penn State, you got to make it against Washington, in my opinion. I think you can make that argument, but I think you can also make the argument for Washington because they were so impressive down the stretch. They lost that game to USC, but after that, they were really impressive against Washington State, which was a ranked team at the time. Very impressive in that Pac-12 championship game against Colorado.
We're talking with the former Rutgers head coach, Kyle Flood, joining us here at SB Nation Radio, of course, colloquially known as the State University of New Jersey. What would it take for them to turn things around?
I think they need consistency. They're going to need consistency in recruiting, consistency in philosophy. You know, that team didn't perform very well on offense this year, and that didn't surprise me because when I was there, we recruited those players to do something completely different than what they were
doing.
I say,
you know what the groceries are in the cupboard.
No question. So I thought that it created a very tough situation, and I've even said this on air. I think Chris Ash did what he felt was best for his program long term, and he put in his offensive system. And when you put in that offensive system with players that are recruited for a completely different offensive system, it's not going to look very good. And it didn't look very good for them. But now if you're asking me if the question is what do they need to do to be successful, they're going to need consistency of philosophy so that when your recruiting matches your philosophy and you have consistency with your coaching staff, that gives you a chance to build. If you want to look at the program, in my opinion, in the Big Ten that they should be looking to emulate, it should be programs like Iowa, programs like Michigan State, that don't necessarily recruit on the level of Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, but they recruit very good players. They have consistency on their staffs, and it allows them to grow as a program.
I got 30 seconds. Who wins tomorrow?
I think Army wins. I do. I think that, you know, the loss of the quarterback, the loss of Willworth and Taneo Gullery, their top two of their top three rushers on their team for the season. The Army defense is one of the untalked about forces in this game. They've played very good defense all year long. The last two games have both been decided by a touchdown or less. I think Army breaks the streak. I think they win.
Kyle Flood, former head coach of Rutgers, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
And he joins us here on SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com. Our final segment next. We'll talk more about the game tomorrow and also put a bow on the show for the day. I'm Will Pelagic. This is SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com.